Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin went after Noem over her characterization of Alex Preti and Renee Good in the hours after ICE agents shot them to death during Minneapolis anti-ICE protests in January.
Madam Secretary, based on what you know today, were Renee Good and Alex Preti domestic terrorists?
As you know, there's ongoing investigations that are being led by the
FBI. But you didn't wait for the investigation, did you? You didn't wait for the evidence. You proclaimed that they were domestic terrorists at the time. Why did you do that?
And you didn't wait to attack our law enforcement.
Why did you do that?
We're going into a dangerous situation.
Why did you call them domestic terrorists?
Is our ICE officers and our HSI officers that day risked their lives to protect that scene, so evidence could be reclaimed.
ICE officers were in Minneapolis as part of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown surge and law enforcement investigations into fraud schemes in the state. Republicans on the committee praised Noem's performance as Homeland Security Secretary. California Congressman Daryl Issa referenced family members of people who were victims of crimes committed by undocumented immigrants who were sitting in the gallery.
I'm looking at them, and Madam Secretary, I don't see them as being here in support of those 4 years of Joe Biden and the ranking member's administration.
No, and it's interesting because when President Trump was here in his last term, he opened up an office at ICE to help these families, to give them information on support, mental health account that they might need, or also knowledge on court cases of the individuals who had killed their children.
The aggressive immigration tactics under Noem triggered demands for accountability following the deaths of Preti and Good in Minneapolis in January. Democrats and Republicans have clashed in Congress over funding for DHS, which remains partially shut down. That has meant that TSA agents and other federal employees have been working without pay. However, President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill granted it a significant infusion of cash for President Trump's mass deportation policy. Noem has called the partial shutdown reckless and has blamed Democrats for a move that she said has put national security at risk. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.